So my name is Jacob Barreros, and I'm a member of Direct Action Alliance, and we're a local organization that aims to ally with other direct action networks and kind of boost those networks and confront Trump wherever he's encroaching.
And Jacob, you, the Direct Action Alliance, had an action last night regarding Standing Rock. Could you tell us about it?
Yes. So the action last night was organized in response to the initial eviction notice that was issued by the Army Corps of Engineers, as well as the evacuation order that subsequently came out from the governor's office. Of course, because of the news that we received yesterday afternoon that the Army Corps of Engineers had decided to be on the right side of history in this particular issue, they were no longer a target for the protesters to go out and peacefully assemble in front of. So what we ended up doing last night was meeting up for a prayerful gathering to recognize the fact that the Army Corps of Engineers had acknowledged what was going on and have denied the final easement. So our protest today, which was in solidarity with Standing Rock and the concern about the eviction that might come, was basically transformed now. And what we are doing now is going and rallying to acknowledge the Army Corps of Engineers, acknowledge the city of Portland, the fact that City Council passed a resolution in support of Standing Rock. We want to acknowledge the local politicians like Merkley and Wyden, who issued a letter to Obama, and all the local activists who have created a huge network of support in the local area. And we want to assemble and acknowledge that. And from here on out, we are going to focus on the others who are still supporting DAPL. I mean, we got a statement last night from Energy Transfer Partners stating that they still intend to construct the pipeline. So right now what we are doing is assembling to acknowledge the progress we've made and to acknowledge the fact that this fight is not yet done. We will be looking at good places here, or places here in Portland who have assets down there, like U.S. Bank Corp, for example. We also have Phillips 66, who have a terminal in Northwest Portland. So there are many sites where we can bring this direct action, and we want to let everybody know what we intend to do and that we don't intend to back down.
Indeed. Now, of course, a spokesperson for the incoming president elect said that he supports the idea of the Dakota Pipeline. There's no word yet whether there's an intention to repeal or reverse the Army Corps' order. Do you think it might happen? And what do you folks plan to do if it does?
Well, from our perspective, we want to look at this in a positive light. You know, we are hoping that the government stands by its word. I mean, countless times in the past, the United States has made agreements and deals with the indigenous peoples of this land and completely broken them. We saw similarities in the election process between Trump and Andrew Jackson. Hopefully that doesn't continue on into the administration. We want the administration to be aware that we are counting on them to uphold the government's decision, and we want them to know that the people stand with Standing Rock and that we are not going to go away, that we will confront Trump if he encroaches. But in the meantime, we are counting on him to uphold this decision and to get behind the people, which he claims to be behind. So,
Jacob, where can people find out more about the work that you're doing, the Direct Action Alliance is doing, and any future actions?
Well, we have a website. It's directactionalliance.org. We are also on Facebook at Direct Action PDX. Or you can just type in Direct Action Alliance and you will find us. And I just also want to mention that we are working in close coordination, as far as Standing Rock goes, with the Seventh Generation Environmental Alliance, which was founded by Phil Tillery. And they are doing some amazing work here in Portland to rally support for Standing Rock.
Terrific. Again, folks, I've been speaking with Jacob Barreros with the Direct Action Alliance. yesterday and today, doing actions around the Dakota Pipeline and saying thank you, I guess, to the Army Corps of Engineers for doing the right thing.
Yes, yes.
Jacob, thank you for your time.
I appreciate it.
You take care. Cheers.
Thank you.
This is Doug McVeigh with KBOO News.